There's an old writer who said once, not being able to read and not reading produces the same results. In other words, if you have the ability to do something, but you don't do it, the results will be the same as if you never had a chance to change something. Sometimes you'll hear in the news recently, because we have a war in Ukraine, we have wars in other parts of the world, we have shootings in schools and hospitals in Texas and other places, and people say, well, prayer is not enough. Nowhere in Christian history did people say, just pray and do nothing. That's called laziness, sloth, not doing your obligation. The ancient Christian maxim, which is often repeated in history in monastic life and others, was the Latin phrase, ora et labora, pray and work. Those two things always go together. When we look at a situation, and I don't like the definition when people say only prayer. I think talking to the creator of the universe and asking God, would he be able to do or willing to do something, is a powerful thing. And in addition to that, what the saints used to say about prayer is being with God. And often the saints would say during prayer, God would give them insight and courage and tell them, why don't you do this? In other words, prayer is always working in cooperation with God, that we have a responsibility to be co-creators with him in this universe. Next month, one of the great telescopes, radio telescopes, will be sending back pictures from the universe. It's beautiful to look at the universe and to see how great God's creation really is. Well, in prayer, God is not a waiter, and prayer is not a menu. God responds in prayer the way he thinks is best. He's called a father. And we, in this time of war, in this time of shooting, and in this time of the economy turning south, we ought to be reminded, what are we called as Christians to do? We are called to be the light of the world. We are called to be the leaven that helps the bread rise. We are called to be the salt of the earth that preserves society. It is in these kinds of situations of darkness that light is most often needed. There was a chaplain during the Gulf War who was living through a sandstorm, and he saw the general, and the chaplain said, this is a godless place. And the general says, it's your job to bring him here. And when you have a difficult situation, whether it's in your life or in our society, it's your job, it's my job to shed some light and hope on the situation. It's not our job to despair and to say things are bad or to find someone to blame for it. How about you and me and all of us do something about it? And when you're a young child, well, what can I do? Do your job. Listen to your parents. Help your brothers or your sisters. Every time you become a better person, you make the world a better place. There was one police officer who told me, Father, sin is expensive. It costs money. Virtue, helping people, doing your job, causes the economy to be lifted up and people's hearts to be lifted up. You know all the joke about someone praying to God about winning the lotto And on his deathbed, he hears a voice from God saying, you should have bought a ticket. Well, in our life, when we pray, think to yourself, the very first thing that I can do, you be a better person. It will help the war in Ukraine. It will help all those poor families that are suffering because of these shootings. It will help the economy. Why? Because every time you do something good in your life, it has an effect in the world. Never underestimate what you can do by being a good you. Slava Isusu Christu.